Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net. And this morning we have with us Kermit Baker, who is with the AIA, American Institute of Architecture. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. Actually, you are responsible for the AIA's billing index, which just had another report came out, I think, on December the 17th. And it indicated that things weren't looking very good. Actually, we're looking a little worse. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, and I'm not sure I want to take responsibility for this, Kemp, but I guess I have to own up to it. Every month we survey a national panel of architecture firms to find out how their business conditions are, because it turns out that architecture firms are a leading indicator of construction activity by about 9 to 12 months. And we put out a billings index, a monthly billings index, that reports on billings conditions relative to the prior month. Our November number was just released, and it's showing a record decline in November off of October levels. October was a record decline off of September levels. The index has really been trending down the entire year of 2008. So we're in a pretty steep downturn in terms of design activity that obviously is going to show up in construction activity as we get into 2009.
So in the 13-year history of doing this report, things continue to be at levels never seen before.
Yeah, the declines are much steeper than seen before. In the 13-year history, I think, is a really, it covers one other recession, one other major recession in the construction industry, particularly in the non-residential construction industry, and that was the one around 9/11, began in early 2001 and really continued through 2004. And this one is certainly turning down much more sharply than the recession of earlier this decade. I think the question, though, is it going to be as long? That was close to a four-year non-residential construction recession, and we're now a year into it from the design perspective. Hopefully we don't have 3 years more to come.
Well, that was a question I was going to ask you. Last time you and I talked, which was, I think, about 6 weeks or so ago, you had said that you felt like that some of the economic factors involved with why we are where we are, that this one may not last as long.
There are, I think, good grounds for optimism, Kemp. The last recession came on the heels of the dot-com boom, a lot of speculative construction activity, a lot of overbuilding going on, 1999, early 2000, and then when the downturn hit, we had a lot of excess space that we had to use up before we could start building new facilities. So I think that's why that one did last so long. In contrast, the industry has been much more measured this upturn. Really, very little speculative activity during the last expansion, the last non-residential construction expansion, as we headed into this downturn. What we like to call the fundamentals, sort of office vacancy rates, retail rents, hotel occupancy rates, and things like that on the commercial side, we're really in pretty good shape. So I think the only thing we need out there is a better economy. We need an economy that's creating jobs and creating incomes and things like that. So we need new facilities. And as soon as that happens, I think we're going to see a reversal of this trend and an upturn in the non-residential sector.
All right. As you were going out and doing these interviews, was there any information that's might bring some insight to us as far as which sectors or which geographical areas are more affected versus other ones?
Yeah, I think we are seeing some trends, although it's sharp enough that it's starting to hit everything now. Regionally, the South Central states have held up a little bit better. Commodity-based economies, oil-based economies are just starting to slow down. The industrial Midwest, in contrast, was really the first region of the country to head down. That's really been in a downturn for a couple of years now just because of the weak manufacturing sector. In terms of sectors, we do track residential, commercial, industrial, and institutional being the third one. The residential sector obviously has been very weak for several years now. The commercial industrial sector, these are offices, retail facilities, hotels, manufacturing facilities, they started to turn down pretty sharply at the beginning of the year. Institutional facilities, healthcare, education, government offices, things like that, have held up fairly well. We actually thought there was some hope of even getting through this downturn without affecting the institutional sector, but the decline in the stock market over the last few months has really hurt the endowments of a lot of these nonprofits. It's cut into state and local revenue, and they're cutting back on some of their bonding programs. The crunch in the credit markets have made it more difficult for municipalities to float bonds. So we're now seeing, unfortunately, over the last couple of months, a downturn in the institutional sector also. So it really seems to have affected the entire breadth of non-residential construction.
Actually, this the bond rate was one of the key factors, I think, especially on the education side, because whereas municipalities were able to secure money for, I don't know, 3% or so, it went up to as much as 5% in this credit crunch, didn't it?
Went up a lot, and I think an increasing number of municipalities just found that credit wasn't available, and I think more and more institutions have found that, where there's still nervousness in terms of lending. All too often, it's just can't get money at any rate until credit markets begin to respond a little better. So yeah, it's a mess we're working through now. I think the credit problems are going to be resolved well before the economy recovers. But we are getting hit with a double whammy here.
Mm-hmm. Well, as an economist, and let me point out that while you do this AIA billing index, you actually, I mean, you look at your email, you're at the Harvard University, and so you're a Harvard-trained economist. One of the things I wanted to ask you, and because I talked to several different economists, is as we look at the economy and we recognize, and maybe you can put this in better words than I can, but we recognize that in a free market economy, an occasional recession is just part of the natural process. Is that right?
I think that's right. They're always very painful, but the economy does seem to move in cycles, and unfortunately, recessions are often part of that cycle.
Yeah, so we're in one. Everybody's admitted it now. Actually, been in one. The government has, with hindsight, says we might have been in one for a year, but so we're in one. And one of the questions I want to ask you is, does government intervention, like what we're hearing, you know, around possibly the big three car companies and things like that, does that prolong recovery?
Well, that's a tricky question, Kemp. The government has been very active with this downturn. It got involved in trying to bail out some of the credit markets and get them moving more quickly, beginning really last spring and last summer, and it's moved on now to the car companies. And I think it is a very tricky question. Should the government get involved in industries that really, you know, this is a very different issue from the credit markets freezing up. This is just an industry. The U.S. auto industry has just been in a couple decade downturn, and what is the government hoping to accomplish here? And I have to say, quite frankly, I think what they're hoping to accomplish is just avoiding the massive job losses that they expect that we would see if these companies went into bankruptcy. I don't know that this loan is really going to turn them around. Are we just prolonging the inevitable? That's a tricky question to answer. But I think they're really more motivated now, not so much by whether they're going to turn these companies around, but it's almost a sort of a stimulus program that we just can't afford another shoe to drop with the economy as weak as it is. And so I think hoping that this will keep some companies, keep these companies afloat, keep the workers employed, and hopefully enough to kind of keep our economy plugging along so that this downturn is as short and as mild as we can hope for it to be.
Yeah. Well, as you sit up there in your think tank, I guess the way I look at it, but the group of other scholars that are up there, what needs to happen in the next 3 to 6 months for us to start to see a stronger economy?
Well, we're just going through a massive transition from a decade or two of very easy credit, too easy credit in a lot of regard, back to, you know, consumers kind of getting their balance sheet back in order, and that's a painful process. I think, you know, I think the government stimulus programs that they're talking about in general will be helpful to make this downturn, like I say, a little shorter and a little less mild. I think it's going to be a very serious one anyways, probably at least as bad as the one dating back to the early 80s, certainly worse than the one in the early 90s, and certainly worse than the one we saw earlier this decade. So it's going to be a very serious downturn. We're going to see a lot of job losses, but hopefully the government can put some floor under this so it doesn't sink too low, that, you know, there's all too many comparisons to the 1920s and 1930s depression here, and we certainly wouldn't want to repeat that.
On
the other hand, you know, we're digging a big debt hole here too, which is going to have to be paid back. So we're kind of trying to solve one problem and creating another one at the same time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, I really do appreciate you spending time with us. We're about out of time. I always enjoy talking to you because, like I say, I think you guys up there do a lot of thinking about what the right things are and kind of where we stand. So we've been talking to Kermit Baker, who's responsible for the American Institute of Architects Architectural Billing Index. And I'm Kemp Haar with FloorDaily.net.